This is Frank Maloney. Welcome back to Who's Talking. We're glad that you're with us tonight. We've got UVA head tennis coach Brian Boland coming on the show shortly, and we're going to be excited to talk to him in a few minutes once we get him online. Let me give you a little bit of Brian's background very quickly while we're waiting to hook up. Brian is the 2008 National Coach of the Year. He was the 2005, 2008, 2009 ACC Coach of the Year. Team accomplishments. They've won, the Wahoos, since he's been there, have won 6 ACC regular season titles and, believe it or not, 5 ACC championships. He's had a number of All-Americans, including Somdev Devarman, the 2-time NCAA singles champion. Also last year, the 2009 NCAA doubles team of Michael Shabazz and Dom Inglot were just incredible. So, believe it or not, he's had 16 All-Americans play for the Hoos since 2004. This year's team returns 5 of 6 starters. The UVA tennis program is rolling. Last year, Virginia was number one in the polls all season long, going into the playoffs and made it all the way to the semis. And I think we should have Brian on here momentarily.
He just has done a sensational job, and it'll be interesting to talk to him here momentarily as soon as our engineer makes the connection with him. But you go down those list of achievements by both individual tennis players at Virginia as well as the team, it's just remarkable, the level of success. And I think one of the things that, in regardless of what sport you're in, I think consistency is one of the things you strive for, and you'd have to say Virginia has had consistent success on the tennis courts under his leadership.
I believe we've got Brian on the line now. Brian, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Brian, we've been bragging on you.
Well, appreciate it. We just finished practice, and I'm off the court, and appreciate having the opportunity to talk to you guys.
Yeah, Brian, let me just jump in. This is Jim Hobgood. We've been talking about the success of both individual players as well as the team, and I guess it all starts with recruiting. So what do you attribute the success you obviously have had in recruiting top-notch players to come to Charlottesville?
Well, I think first and foremost, I think the University of Virginia provides the opportunity for a young man to have the best of all worlds in terms of, you know, a school with great academics. Secondly, an athletic program that I think is second to none. And then finally, just a wonderful place to go to school in Charlottesville, Virginia. So I think first and foremost, just a great place to go to school and to be a student athlete. And then just surrounding myself with a lot of good people, you know, both in terms of the support we have from the athletic administration and an unbelievable tennis community. And then, of course, a lot of high energy within the coaching staff to go out and hustle and get kids that really have the passion and desire to be the best they can be in terms of on the tennis court and in the classroom. And we've been successful, you know, getting some of the best and brightest kids in the country, and we have a tremendous amount of momentum now, and we're just continuing to keep the foot on the pedal.
Well, speaking of practice, Jim and I always joke about practice between the two of us, but what are the UVA tennis players, what have they been doing this fall? They've been very active, traveling quite a bit, and maybe you can bring everybody up to speed on their progress.
Well, the it's really a year-round thing. The fall, I'd say, in some cases, is equally busy as the traditional season as we know it in the spring, where we play team dual matches. We play a number of individual tournaments in the fall, both at home and around the country. We just came back from the Mid-Atlantic Regional. There's 12 regions in the country to play to go to the National Indoor Individual Championships, one that was hosted last year at the Boar's Head Sports Club, which is our indoor facility. We had a lot of success there, and we've had a lot of success throughout the fall in hosting a couple other events in early September with some of the best teams from around the country. So I think two things.
Trying to get my headset to cooperate here, but speaking of the Boar's Head, I think you have an event coming up this weekend, as I see it in front of me here, the USTA Pro Tourney at Boar's Head Sports Club this weekend. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. They have, I think it's the first annual Virginia National Bank, challenger, a $50,000 challenger here at the Boar's Head Sports Club. And there's some of the best players from around the world, including some of the young men on our team will have a chance to compete against the pros. And certainly Samdev Devarman comes back to town where he's in Korea right now having some success. He's in the third round there, and hopefully he continues to have success. He's 121 in the world right now and continuing to do well, and he has a chance to come home and play on his home courts where he played his college career and certainly was the most decorated players in Virginia history, but certainly one of the best players to ever play the college game. So it's an opportunity for him and Tret Huey, Teddy Angelinos, Dom Inglot, and Rylan Rizza, all Cavaliers, former Wahoos out on the Pro Tour, are doing a good job. And then, of course, some of our players who hopefully will have a chance to qualify and get a chance to play.
Speaking of your returning veterans, maybe you'd like to go down your lineup a little bit before the season gets here and just give our listeners a chance to understand what kind of team you've got coming back, and maybe you can rate their chances.
Well, I think our top returners obviously are Sanam Singh, who made the semifinals in the NCAA championships last year and is number four in the country in doubles right now and the top 5 or 10 singles player. Michael Shabazz, who's from Northern Virginia, grew up in the state of Virginia, won Junior Wimbledon, and won the NCAA championship last year as a top returner for us. He's a top 15 player in the country. Drew Courtney from Clifton, Virginia, who had a lot of success as a freshman last year, showing a tremendous amount of strides over the summer and fall, and I think we'll fit in at the upper end of our lineup this year. 6'5" kid, very explosive, won over 30 matches. As I said, Houston Barrick, who's our team captain out of Nashville, and one of our top recruits this year, who's had a big impact already and just recently won the regionals, Jameer Jenkins out of Atlanta, Georgia. And he was known as the top recruit in the country last year, and he's already showing the kind of impact he's going to have early on in our program.
Brian, a lot of our listeners and fans in Richmond are very familiar with your achievements coaching the Virginia tennis team. They may not be as familiar with your family and your any outside activities outside of tennis that you pursue. So why don't you just give us a little personal background before we let you go?
Well, I think, my wife and I have 4 kids, live here in Charlottesville, Bryce, Brianna, Brooke, and Brendan, 2, 4, 5, 7, and 9. The tennis program is a way of life. I think the kids get a little bit tired of it because they're involved in everything but tennis right now, with lacrosse and soccer and everything else. So I think for the most part, our lives stay pretty busy with the tennis program and of course of the family. So there's not a lot of time for anything else. But certainly we love living here in Charlottesville. Obviously, a beautiful place to raise your kids and feel like the luckiest guy on earth. And there's a tremendous amount of support for what we do in this town. And of course, my wife is fully involved in the program and really is supportive in what we do. So very, very lucky in that regard. And I live next to Coach O'Connor, the famous baseball coach here in Charlottesville.
Well, there you are.
He puts up with me as a next door neighbor. So
he's had a little bit of success himself.
He has, and he's deserving of that, although I kid him all the time. You know, I tell him, when are we going to stop celebrating last year's College World Series? You know, let's get on with it and win the real thing. So comes right back at me. So,
yeah, it's the old "what have you done for me lately" routine.
Oh, exactly, and I remind him of that every day. And, of course, he's on me consistently. In fact, I talked to him yesterday, and he gave me a hard time. As he's saying, again, you have a lot of talent. Are we going to get it done? But that's something that goes back and forth daily. So I think we put an awful lot of pressure on each other.
I tell you, and let me just jump in real quick. I assume there's pretty good camaraderie among the coaches at Virginia.
I think it's fantastic, and I think sometimes people don't realize how blessed we are at Virginia to have some of the coaches we do across the board. And my colleagues, I have so much respect for. I think they're the best in the business, and they do an incredibly good job, and they do it the right way. And I have had great fortune from coaches like Mark Bernardino and Dom Starzi and Brian O'Connor, who I mentioned, and these guys have taught me an awful lot as well. So I think there's a lot of camaraderie and a lot of ideas shared amongst the coaches.
Yeah, Mark Bernardino goes back to my era. So he's been there a while, but just a terrific guy. And you talk about successful, he just has done a wonderful job over a long period of time.
Oh, he's unbelievable. To be able to have the success he has for, as you said, the length of time is really special. And he's one of those guys that reaches out to his colleagues and other coaches. And we've had so many opportunities to talk and share ideas. And I think he's helped my program, and hopefully I've done a little bit to help his. But I think that's something very special at Virginia. And it's a great environment, and I feel very blessed to work in the athletic department at Virginia.
Brian, as we wrap up here with your segment, I was wondering, Richmonders and Central Virginians and actually Wahoos all across the Commonwealth, I'm sure you're encouraging them to come up to Boar's Head over the next two weekends to watch some of the tennis and cheer on some of the Hoos and maybe remind everybody what's going to happen at Boar's Head.
Absolutely. Well, the tournament, the qualifying starts this weekend on the 31st, which is a qualify for the main draw. Starting Saturday the 31st and the 1st, and then the actual main draw starts on the 2nd and runs through the 8th. And you're seeing some of the, have the opportunity to see some of the best players in the world. Tim Bauer and James Niederer, who's the director of the club here, have done just an unbelievable job putting this event together, and it's a big asset for our program. And we're just so fortunate to have this, not only for our tennis fans around the state and the region, but the University of Virginia. And you'll see the likes of Kevin Anderson and Taylor Dent and, of course, Samdev, who I mentioned, Samdev Devarman and Brendan Evans, Kevin Kim, and others. And there's some of the best players from around the world. And I think it's going to be a really special event, and I think tennis fans from all over will really enjoy coming up and having the opportunity to see some great tennis.
Well, Coach, we really appreciate your joining us tonight, sharing a few minutes with us. We congratulate you on the unbelievable success you've had in Charlottesville to date and wish you the very best for this entire academic year. I think people a lot to be excited about the Virginia tennis program. So best wishes to you, and we'll look forward to talking to you maybe later in the year.
Well, thank you, Frank and Jim. I appreciate having the opportunity to be on and look forward to talking soon.
Thank you, Brian.
Okay.
Thank you much.
All right, I think what we're going to do now is we've got a little bit of time here before our next break. I think we're going to do a review of our fall sports, and I'm going to launch into that right now. Men's soccer, Will Bates of Chester, Virginia, led the number 12-ranked Wahoos to a third consecutive win as UVA beat BC 2-0. Next up is a big away match at Maryland. Men's tennis, you just heard it from the man himself. The tennis team after this Boar's Head tournament is gearing up for the ITA National Indoors up on November the 5th through the 8th in New Haven, Connecticut at Yale University. Women's tennis, Aaron Vieira made the singles final, and two pairs of doubles partners reached the semis of the ITA regionals, so the women's tennis team is showing a lot of life. Men's and women's swimming and diving. They set 10 pool records in sweeping Virginia Tech in Bleaksburg last weekend. Way to go, Wahoos. Men's basketball, we've got to cheer on Calvin Baker as he tries to recover from his surgery on Tuesday. He had some loose knee cartilage removed. He should be out for about 2 weeks. Women's basketball, Monica Wright from Woodbridge, Virginia, was named ACC Preseason Player of the Year. We're excited for the women's team, and we're hoping that they have a big year. Men's golf, the number 26-ranked Wahoos finished second out of 15 teams at the UNCG tourney. Amory Davis won the individual honors with a school record tying 11 under 205 and was named Player of the Week by Golf Week magazine. Women's golf, the number 18 Wahoos finished fifth at the fall preview in Wilmington, North Carolina, where 18 other teams competed. Women's soccer, they just played a highly ranked Wake Forest team to a draw. They now stand at 7-5-4 overall. Midlothian's own Chantel Jones plays goalie. The Hoos host Florida State and Miami this weekend. Go Lady Hoos. Women's field hockey. The number 3-ranked Wahoos beat number 6-ranked Wake Forest 2-0. Paige Selensky and Michelle Vitesse scored the goals. Next up, they play Radford, actually right now up in Charlottesville, and then they host Duke on Saturday. Women's volleyball. They beat Maryland and Boston College back-to-back. Maybe their best week all season. And for that, Simone Askew was named ACC Player of the Week, and now the Hoos gear up for Florida State and Miami this weekend. Men's and women's cross country. The undefeated number 12-ranked men's team captured the Panorama Farms Invitational. The women finished a strong second. Both teams will compete for the ACC titles this Saturday in Cary, North Carolina. The UVA men are favored to win their third straight ACC title. There's the wrap-up for the ACC Fall Sports for UVA.
Yeah, our listeners, we have a couple of minutes before we go to our last break. Again, 345-0910 if you want to get in and ask a question to Frank or yours truly or have a comment with regard to the UVA football team and coaching staff, whatever the case may be. When we come back after the break, we'll probably preview the Duke game to a greater degree. But Frank, you know, back to football. Your opinion of where we are from the standpoint of the season, and do you agree with the need for 6 wins?
You know, it's interesting to me. I've wavered a little bit off and on the last couple of weeks, but I think after watching the Cavalier football team over the last 4 weeks, I have to think that this team is capable of getting to 6 wins, possibly 7 wins. And if you'd asked me this question back in the first 2 weeks of the season, I would have said no way. But right now, I think there is hope. I think it all is predicated upon this week's game. They've got to handle Duke. Virginia is favored by 7. Allegro, I'm certain, in the post-game locker room, beat the drum loud and long for a Virginia rally this week. And paybacks are, you know what, they've got Duke coming back to town. And I think there was a lot of bad feelings at the end of last year's away game down in Durham, where Virginia lost a tough game where there were some injuries and we were going through the quarterback shuffle and so forth. And I think there's a lot of guys on this team that are going to want to get even with Duke. So,
well, it becomes a big game, and Virginia's won 8 out of the last 9 games against Duke, with the exception being last year down in Durham. And, you know, everybody does this, but you go back to that William & Mary and Southern Mississippi game. If the Cavs are 5-2 right now as opposed to 3-4, the whole world is different. But at any rate, it's time for us to take a break. We'll be back and wrap things up, talk a little bit more about the Duke game when we return after these messages from our sponsors.